flown, I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The creaking door. The manufacturers of State Express 3/5 Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door.
The house stands by the edge of the wide river, just where it joins the sea. It is a lonely house. Not very old, built in the gimcrack magnificence of the pre-war style. The seagulls have nothing very good to say about the house, and even the house agent, who is driving John and Karen Penwarden towards the big house, is hard put to it to be enthusiastic.
Well, you can see the possibilities of the house from here, Mrs. Penwarden. There's a marvelous study on the first floor, Mr. Penwarden, where you can write some other good books of yours, eh? Peace and solitude, eh, Mr. Penwarden?
I detest peace and abhor solitude.
Yes, of course. Well, you can see the possibilities of the ballroom and the rumpus room over there.
Rumpus room? What a ghastly name for it.
Well, you can call it something else if you like. I mean, with a setup like this, you can always have people around you. No need to be lonely.
I hate people.
John, you're being very difficult.
I have consented to be driven here only because you were so insistent, my dear.
The house has very definite possibilities.
Yes, it would make an excellent funeral parlor or a target for naval guns.
Oh, be fair, darling. I saw the advertisement in Homes and Houses, and you agreed it seemed just what we wanted. I'm sorry.
You raved about it.
Yes. Yes, I did. I had to see it. I can't remember why. It just seemed...
Oh, let's go back to our penthouse and heave a glad sigh that we are not saddled with this or any other monstrosity.
If I may say so, sir... Now you're here, you might as well see the inside.
Perhaps we could convert it into a glue factory or a snake park. Not a lunatic asylum, it would depress those poor people to the point of self-destruction.
Well, let's get out of the car and look at the house anyway, shall we? Yes, here we are.
John, please look at the house with me.
What a morbid idea. Why on earth should I? I wouldn't be found dead in it.
Please, because I ask you. John... I don't know what it is about this house. I haven't seen the advertisement, but I've just got to see inside. I have the strangest feeling.
Go on. What kind of feeling?
That I've been here before.
Well, then, that settles it. We look inside. I'm not in the least interested in hideous houses, but I'm interested in feelings like that. Come on.
Well, this isn't quite fashionable, but... It's not old enough to be an antique, but you can't deny it's cozy, eh? Dozen bedrooms, and you want a big house, don't you? Think of the gay parties in summer on that terrace overlooking the sea. Yes, yes. Well, we might as well go by the side door. I've got the key.
What a ghastly mausoleum.
Wait. Mr. Smith, is there a white clock with gold figures in the ballroom?
Yes, that's right. Mrs. Penwarden?
And the wallpaper in the main bedroom. It's dove grey and violet. There's a tear by the window, as if somebody had been watching the sea and had picked at it. Picked at it and then ripped it somewhere.
I'm not sure about the tear by the window.
There's a little summer house in the grounds and a boat shed on the river front. There's a yacht, just a small thing. The mast folds down, and the room above this has a green ceiling, very pale green. When the tide is coming in, the wavelets are reflected on the ceiling, and you have a strong urge to leave the place because you feel drowned in the water, far under the green water. The sound of the sea is sad, like a great heart breaking.
I was told you arty people are very fanciful in the words you use. The place has a very latest system of central heat.
Just a moment. Karen, are you sure you have never visited this house?
Perfectly sure.
Not as a child?
No, not even as a child.
And you are picking up these things from somewhere, from some mind, Mr. Smith?
I doubt if Mr. Smith ever lay in the room above, staring at the ceiling, so full of sadness. Yes, and terror that he dared not move.
No, I never have, Asher.
Mr. Smith, I can't see us taking this house, but I want somewhere on the estuary. And if you can show me a place I'd like, I'm definitely in the market.
Oh, that's fair enough, sir. Shall we go then?
Yes. I find this feeling my wife has quite mysterious and quite fascinating. It's the sort of thing one could use in a book. And I'd like to investigate it a little more.
No, please no.
Mr. Smith, is there a hotel nearby? It doesn't have to be very wonderful if the food is good and the beer honest.
Yes, there's the Rove's Drum, sir. Little old pub with a room or two to let, I think.
Oh, what a curious name. Why is it called that?
Because long ago, pirates were hanged from the yardarm of a fleet frigate. The gentry used to watch from the inn gallery. It's a half-timbered place with ferns and a private bar. And the landlord has a dog named Jack Daw.
You must have been there, my dear.
No, I never have. John, please, don't let's go there, please.
Well, there's no danger, my dear.
Oh, there's no use begging you. I know you too well, John.
Oh, my dear Karen, this is a mystery that deserves solving.
Let's leave this dreadful house, then. These stones are steeped in horror. Can you feel nothing?
Oh, I feel tired and exhausted. Let's go to the Rose Drum and bath and sleep. It would be kind of you to drive us there, Mr. Smith.
No, not a bit. It's a pleasure, Mr. Penwarden.
2 pints for us here, Mr. Swinge.
Show me your cards so I can draw them.
Another scotch when you get the chance, Mr. Swinge.
By the way, Mr. Penwarden, sir.
Nipper stout for an old lady.
You'll be served time and about, please.
You know what it is, sir. A new man's got to get used to the clientele.
Oh? Is Mr. Swinge a new man?
Oh, our Mr. Postlethwaite was here before.
Did he have a dog named Jackdaw?
Why, fancy you remembering that. Of course he did. Oh, poor old Jackdaw. He was run over. Been dead, let's see, near 30 years. You know these parts, then?
No, I've heard talk of them.
Whiskey, sir. Stout, Annie.
Would you put them both on my bill, Annie?
Very good, sir. Very good.
Oh, thank you, sir. Very kind of you. Good health.
Good health. Have you lived here a long time?
Most of my life, perhaps 60 years. Everybody around here knows Annie Goodliff.
Listen, let's go and sit outside, shall we? Where we can talk.
Good to rest the old feet. Domestic work I do. Tell me, sir, wasn't you with Mr. Smith this afternoon?
Yes, that's right.
Looking at the old Rinker house?
That's what it's called.
That's it. It was owned by Tim Rinker, the film star. They built it for him. Wedding present to his wife. Ah, then both of them was killed. Drowned, some says. Anyway, they disappeared.
I see. My wife has a feeling for tragedies of that sort, Mrs. Goodwin. Going over the house has depressed her so much that she's retired to beg.
Poor thing. I used to clean there. Oh, 15 years ago. Well, gave me the shudders, I can tell you, and nobody lived there long. Glad to lose money on it and get out, sir.
Are you implying that the place is haunted, Mrs. Goodwin?
No, sir. Well, I'm pretty psychic, I can tell you. I see nothing, yet when I sit down for a bit of a seance, the glass fairly skips around. A medium, that's what I'm supposed to be, but no, I never seen nothing, never heard nothing neither. But I felt it. Like there was something sort of hiding in the shadows, ready to pounce. Like a cat at a mouse hole, or a gypsy's dog in a butcher's shop.
I felt something in that house. I don't know, a sort of unquiet spirit.
Take my tip, sir. Don't buy the place. Gives you the jim-jams. Unless you got no more feeling than a corpse at a burial.
You must meet my wife, Mrs. Goodliff. She seems to have a link with the house, some spiritual tie. Could you come here sometime tomorrow?
Well, I scrubs out the offices of the local police station in the morning. Then, when the day sergeant comes on duty, I'm free. Till 12. Then I scrubs out the magistrate's office while he's off sentencing folks.
I see. Shall we say 10 tomorrow morning?
Oh, very good, sir.
I'll see that you don't suffer as a result, Mrs. Goodwin.
I like helping people, I do. I'd like to help your missus. I don't care for that feeling people has that they're linked with... Well, with the departed. In my experience, Mr. Penwarden, it often means they're slipping away. just slipping away. Don't let him know I love you, Dan and Eva. I love you.
Oh, love you. That'll be the frosty Friday, Sergeant Billings.
Oh, I don't know what my wife will say when I tell her.
Well, you get on with your arrests and convictions, my lad. And don't make no unwanted advances to a decent woman.
Here, you know there's a bloke come down to buy the Rinker House?
Yeah, name of Penwarden. Ryder, they say. See, not much escapes us.
Exactly what did happen in that business?
But the Rinker affair. Oh, I was just a cop on the beat then. But they both disappeared in a boat. A little yacht they kept. Now, don't go telling this gent tales or he won't buy the place. We need all the cash we can get in the district.
Ah, that house is creepy, though.
Imagination you women got. They say this chap Rinker were a dirty dog.
No.
Oh, treated his wife shocking. Went out with other duties and so on. Maybe she'd done him in. There were some suggestion like that, I remember. But they was never found, neither of them. Nor the boat. Ah, but one of these days we'll know, because they'll turn up, Annie. You wait and see. They'll turn up.
I've ordered coffee on the gallery, darling.
Thank you.
Karen, you don't have to talk to Annie. I just thought...
I'll talk to her.
Well, you see, the circumstances are so peculiar.
Yes,
but
of
if course. It upsets you, darling,
why
I...
Why should it? John, you know I want to forget this entire affair, but your kind of mind can't resist a good mystery. So that whatever I want is immaterial to you.
Immaterial. Yes, a good word. Without substance. People have been trying to explain this curious feeling for years. I mean, the déjà vu situation where one feels there's an inexplicable memory of a place. Some people have visited places in their dreams and recognize them only later.
Is this Annie? Walking down the embankment?
Yes, that's Annie.
I've got no memory of her in any case.
Good morning, Mrs. Goodley. Come up here, will you?
Righty, old. Won't be a tear.
John.
Yes, Karen.
I hope you don't learn too much.
And I knew a woman once, Mrs. Penwarden, as must have been French royalty or something in a previous life. Do you believe in reincarnation?
I'm afraid not.
You remember a lot about that place, though.
Some things, but the things I remember have no shape, no sense to them.
Remember the boathouse?
Yes. You can't see the boathouse from the road, but I did remember that. Green, peeling paint. The little white boat with the mast that folded, is it still there?
No. They set off in that. Tim Rinkin and his wife. They set off and they was never seen again. But the police don't believe it was accidental nor suicide.
What do you mean?
I've got me sources of information. Not a word, eh? But I can tell you for sure, the police think he was murdered. They think she done him in. There was other things, too. And what's more, they think the truth will come to light, Mrs. Penwarden.
What was her name?
Adele.
Poor soul.
Poor soul, if she done him in.
She must have lived here with grief and scorn as her companions. She didn't want her, only her money to help his career. But she had one weapon. She was married to him. Divorce was unthinkable to her, and so
she had to kill him. Is that what you mean?
Well, ladies, have you reached any satisfactory conclusion?
Your wife knows the old place as if she'd lived there, Mr. Penwarden.
Does she? Indeed.
Some curious way I seem to remember things I've never known. John, there's something unhealthy about it. It's as though I was in touch with a sick and unhappy spirit, as though someone, something was using me to make its wishes known.
You'll never be free, my dear, until this mystery is solved. You do realize that, don't you?
No, I realize nothing of the sort. I refuse to have any more to do with this nonsense.
Well, you wanted to see the house.
Because it was advertised, that's all. It sounded what we wanted, John. There was no other reason.
I think there was.
If you ask me, I reckon you was called, Mrs. Penwarden.
What do you mean, called?
Something in that house called you. Then you didn't have no option, my dear. It called you.
I suggest we all spend a night in that house. And make our minds receptive to any influences that may be there.
No. No.
And you, Mrs. Goodwin? Are you afraid?
No, I'm not, sir. That poor thing there wants to tell us something, I'd say. It'll be wicked not to try to hear it. Especially as Mrs. Penwarden is... in touch, as you might say.
Karen, have you any real reason for refusing? Are you afraid of what... of what may have happened there?
You'll not be satisfied with less, John. Are you sure you want to know what happened in that house?
Yes, perfectly sure.
Very well. You will have your own way.
Karen, what's wrong? Don't you want to know what happened?
I know already. Quite sure you want to go through with this, John?
Yes, of course I am.
Because everything can be as it was if we go quickly now.
I never thought you were a coward, my dear. We'll leave the car here and go into the house, shall we? I got the key from Mr. Smith.
I beg you, John, don't open that door.
I'm sorry, Karen, but there's something I have to know if I'm ever to sleep safely again.
Come in, then. Where's Annie Goodliff?
I can't say. Perhaps she's afraid.
I don't blame her. Where do you want to conduct your experiment, John?
In the boathouse. There's a passage leads from the kitchen.
There was a couple, young and full of life. She loved him very much.
She loved him? Tim Rinker, the film star, the dashing cowboy, the pirate, the handsome cavalier. She loved him. So did 100,000 stupid women.
But she married him. He asked her to, and she married him. She'd do anything he asked.
What happened that night? Can't you see it, Karen?
I can see nothing but a pale blue light.
Blue light? It isn't some mysterious aura, Karen. Just the last edge of daylight. It's reflected in the big mirror. You see?
Yes. Yes, I see it now.
We must go downstairs to the kitchen. Ah, this is the door, Karen. Now, mind the steps. They're very steep.
I can feel someone ahead, someone in the passage.
Follow me, then, if you're afraid.
Fear's going out of me, John. I'm beyond fear.
Ah, here's the last door. Leads to the boathouse. You can hear the tide coming in, can't you?
Yes. And I can see the yacht.
The yacht? What are you talking about?
The yacht's there. Look.
I don't see anything.
There's a young man there. A young man with a woman in his arms. Handsome face. He's carrying her to the yacht. Now he's taking out the plug so that the yacht will fill and sink.
You know he's everything, filling, then.
He's filling the little yacht with stones. Now he's pushing it into the tide. Setting the sail.
Karen, wake up.
John. How did you know where the passage was? The one that led to the boathouse. How did you know every step and every door?
I was afraid you'd notice that. You have to go, my dear. It's all the fault of that little knack you have. You can read my mind. I've heard of it before, you know. Two people as close together as we are.
I can read the monstrous things you think and savor. I think I've always known, but I didn't know that was what it was. The nightmares I've had, the black despair, the terror, all through our marriage. And I thought it was me. Me!
And now you know better, of course. You felt the murder as I lived it. I knocked her unconscious. I'm Tim Rinker, of course. I was. She was a weight around my neck with her cloying worship and her made-to-measure love. She had to go.
She loved you too well. Now I too have loved you, and I must die in my turn.
You suited me, my dear, but you know too much. And really, I must be free. I gave up a promising career when I killed that stupid wench, but I had to be free of her. Now, as you say, it's your turn.
Let go!
There, my dear!
Hey! Get out of here, I say! Get out of here!
So she's better today, that poor girl.
Yes. Well, I won't mistrust a woman's intuition again. Oh, we're lucky you came to us, Annie, or you might be down there in the river feeding the fishes.
Ma, and you took your time, by all accounts.
Ah, I got men hid all over. We got to hear his confession, see? It's still a bit of a mystery.
Yeah.
About some of it, though.
Especially about that yacht you were talking about. Mrs. Penwarden kept saying something about it while she was still unconscious. A little yacht that was sailing free out into the ocean. Now, we know that yacht was sunk years ago, don't we? So, well, it's a bit of a mystery, as you say.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5's Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock, when they will again present... The Creaking Door.